Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Hi there, it's Julia Louis-Dreyfus. You may know me from my podcast called Wiser Than Me, where I talk to older women and get their wisdom from the front lines of life. I was amazed by how many people told me our show made them look forward to getting older, which is why I'm here to talk about season two of the show. Sally Field, Billie Jean King, Beverly Johnson, Ina Garten, Bonnie Raitt, just to name a few. All hail old women. Wiser Than Me season two is out now from Lemonada Media.
This episode is brought to you by Philo. Do you love TV? Do you love saving money? Then Philo is your solution. Philo has shows, movies, and live TV for just $25 a month. You can even try it for free with their 7-day free trial. No contracts, no commitments, no hassles. Just a better way to watch TV. Never miss a minute of shows like the hit docuseries Where is Wendy Williams? Or classics such as Friends. If you can't get enough TV, then there's no better way to watch. Philo has more than 70 channels like BET, MTV, and AMC. And the best part? You can try it yourself with their 7-day free trial. Sign up today at philo.tv/poppods. That's philo.tv/poppods to get 50% off your first month.
Doug hates candy wrappers, greedy baby sticky seeds with 50 as a top or kernels in his teeth. There's still not one that he won't see, 'cause Doug loves movies.
Hey everybody, my name is Doug and I love movies. This is Doug Loves Movies, coming to you from the UCB Theater in L.A. at 7 p.m. Everybody's in. That's good. There's a seat right there if anybody's standing somewhere. What is it? Tuesday? Of course it is. January 15th, Two Oceans 13. Since last I spoke and you listened, after the Doug Loves Movies taping in Bellevue, Washington, what does that say? Oh, it says thanks again to everyone who came to the taping at Parlor Live. That doesn't seem so hard to read. So after the taping, I popped into the IMAX screen across the way, paid $16.75 for the privilege, just to watch the first 9 minutes of the new Star Trek, Enter Darkness. And, right? That's what it's called? I think so. And now I can't wait to see the other 120 minutes. Good job, Paramount and Star Trek and J.J. Abrams, because you got me. I want to see more of it. I'm telling you, is that good? Then I watched a few minutes of The Hobbit, and then I went, well, I could go home to sleep. It's so serene. I've seen it already, so like seeing it again, the beginning is like there's so much serenity that's just ridiculous. Everyone's just so happy and all hobbity. On Sunday, we did a Benson TV interruption at CineFamily in Los Angeles, and Karen Anderson, Matt Myra, and Zach Galifianakis joined me to interrupt what was on last Sunday. And the next Potluck Members Only TV interruption is going to be on February 3rd. And I'm just saying it'll be a super television event. And it was a lot of fun. So become a member of CineFamily and bring a hot dish. I saw Promised Land today. It's fracking lame. No, it's... just kidding. It's pretty good. It's pretty fracking good, let me say that. Am I right? Okay. Matt Damon, he's all right. I'm such a good reviewer. From the corrections department, Denzel Washington has directed two movies, Antoine Fisher and the Great Debaters. He didn't direct. Nick Cassavetes directed Denzel and John Q, the one I thought he directed. And the second film where Cuba Gooding Jr. is friends with a painter is As Good as It Gets. And I can't believe that, like a year apart, I'm gonna be friends with a painter again. It's all working up to radio. And it's Captain Ron, not Pirate Ron, is what I called it. I was full of mistakes in Washington State. Yeah, I wonder why. Saturday we're doing the third Tournament of Championships at Meltdown Comics here in town. It's sold out, so if you got tickets, good for you. And why did I bring it up? Oh, to tell you that it's going to be available in the Comedy Album section of iTunes for $1.99 on or around exactly 1 week after we tape it. So like around Saturday, January, whatever that is, 26th or something, then it'll be available for you to listen to. So I'm going to tell everyone at the taping, I'll tell you guys right now, you know, don't spoil who wins it. Like, don't tweet right away. Because that happens here on the Tuesday night show. People tweet who won a Leonard Maltin game. And I haven't gotten too much blowback for it. But if you're going to pay $2 for it, I think you'd want the suspense of not knowing. Because it's going to be, schedules permitting, Kate McCucci, Andy Wood, and John Hamm, who are all savants at the game. Like they're like fucking. They are I dare to say Sam the Man Levine and Edgar Wright level. Like there's like, and Paul F. Tompkins and Scott Aukerman. There's like a pretty good group there of guys. Adam Scott. Anyway, did you hear the latest episode of Doug lists names of people he knows? He seemed very proud of himself. Like that, he's like, listen to me. I can name people I know. Pot does not hurt your whatever that is. Doesn't hurt your call it what you will. And Sacramento, come see me. I'm going to do Stand Up with a Touch of the Leonard Maltin game at the end on Sunday, this Sunday at 7 o'clock, and then a Doug Loves Movies taping on Monday at 4:20, and those are both at the Punchline in Sacramento. Spend MLK Day with DLM. What's in the prize bag, you guys? Let's find out right now. On the table, we have a poster, a motion picture poster, and I'll show you that when that person gets out here. Somebody brought a T-shirt that says, I want to make sure I say this right, I think, because I screwed it up backstage. It says on it, overrated-io-head. 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 So it's... As Dave Shumka said on the last episode, it's a little sweaty. And we've also got, it's not very funny, but it's got my logo on it, Doug Loves Movies T-shirt. And I got to take this out of the bag. This is something for a little later. And then I threw into here, because you know I love to give away stuff that the movie studios send me this time of year. I've got the screenplays of Silver Linings Playbook and The Master. So, yeah. Read both of those and go to sleep and have the worst dreams you've ever had. God damn it. I mean, I appreciate the artistry and the acting and a lot of the things about both of those movies, but both of those movies had me saying the whole time, these people are making me insane. This is not, I don't like this. It's pretty good, though. I can recognize that. Like, I love Les Miserables, and I know it's fucking terrible. I mean, parts of it are terrible. I love hate it so much. And also a copy of Doug Benson's Smug Life. Let's get the guests out here, especially because one of them might not be here yet, and that's always exciting. Maybe the move to 7 o'clock is not going to work out. But please, hopefully, help me in welcoming Jonah Ray, Chris Evans, and Martin Starr. So maybe that's like going to be the thing. He made it. He came through the trick door.
Like a Three's Company episode.
Hey, dude. Oh, that was I shouldn't have even started to say anything. It just could have been like a really long applause. And he totally made it. But that, he squeaked in Jack Bauer style. It's chatting it up with no microphone. Here, grab that right there. That's Martin Starr, everybody.
Hey, how are you?
It's really him. It's your third time on the show now.
I know, I'm so bad at this game, I can't believe you keep inviting me back.
I was going to ask you, because you sometimes don't seem like you're having that much fun, but that's just your face, right?
Yes.
Yeah, and that too, the monosyllabic answers, which I am so not used to on this show. I think you probably have the record. You've probably said the least amount of things.
And been on the most.
At the same time, yeah. Yes. Well, I mean, some weeks he doesn't say anything, just sits there, so we don't even mention that you're there. What'd you bring for the prize bag? My good man.
I have to put it in the... Does it?
I'll throw it in there. A copy of Superbad. And,
it's signed by Evan Goldberg and his brother, David. David Goldberg, who drew all the penises in the movie.
And then there's one...
The star. He's the star of the movie.
He drew... Yes, he is the penis of the movie.
And he drew... Yeah, he drew one on there. So that's...
Or
got
I
that
will read you one
drawn.
Page from my current love, Communion, a book by Whitley... Stryber.
Ooh. You'll just read a page of that to
one
a
or
person?
The other.
I think, I think this is probably easier for them to...
Well, they could just pick their favorite page.
Correct. Correct, they could.
If they we all have
they'd have
one.
To really know that book.
We I mean, all have
I
one.
I can't name... My only favorite page is probably page one of Moby Dick.
That's a different book.
Call me Ishmael.
That's the entire first page of Moby Dick?
No, but you know what I mean?
That's just a huge font.
The book
must
words
be huge.
That I know exactly where they occur in a book.
Yes.
So that's why I went to that. I like to show off, you know, my brain thingy. You brought the... that's Jonah Ray, everybody. And he brought...
Ow!
Thank you.
He brought a overheated.
It says overrated Dio head.
Overrated Dio head.
Yes.
Overrated Dio head. And you were saying backstage, you like Radiohead, they're fine.
No, they're fine.
Yeah.
The fanfare is what I don't like. Yeah. It's just, it's a bit much.
And Chris like Evans... Sorry.
Sorry. No, I can't.
No, like, put it in right now, let's see what happens.
Just, I like that band Fun. That band Fun sucks so bad and everyone's up on their shit like they're the new Queen. They could go fuck themselves.
All right, we got that, somewhere. We got somewhere.
Now stop band, it, why are you still going?
Because that band is the opposite of their
it.
Name.
Okay, that was worth it.
They have a period in
I
it to make it more pretentious.
See, I keep screwing up. I should just wait till you put the beer in your mouth. Yeah. And then that's and
I
then
can
that's
keep
when
going.
I can,
you
that's
just chew me.
Oh, no. That's why I don't have Jeff Dunham on. I don't need somebody that could drink and talk at the same time.
Do bands ever do commentary on their CDs?
Oh, that would be...
Because I think you
that'd
should...
That'd be a good first thing to do.
Submit your commentary on the Fun CD.
Right when it starts off, you hear me go, ugh.
Wait, you're going to do it from the toilet?
Yeah. Oh, here we go. There we go again.
You masturbate
what is
on
this,
the toilet?
A fucking Newsies soundtrack?
Whew, this is no fun. Woo! It's a lot of that kind of stuff. I make a lot of noise when I, you know.
You sound like an exasperated southern lady.
Oh! I try to make it like a, you know, end of the month clearance event or something. Here's a poster. Chris Evans is here, everybody.
Hey! Yeah. I feel so narcissistic. Am I the only one that brought something like of me? Everyone else was like, this is other talented people. I'm like, me.
No.
That makes for a good mix, but you signed it, so I think the winner's going to be very happy with that. Look right there. There's somebody with you on their chest.
Is there anybody?
Do you come to these a lot? All the time. Have I ever talked to you?
No.
I cannot believe you haven't caught my eye before. That this is the first time I'm noticing you. Because you're special, my friend. It's probably the shirt. It's probably because you look extra, you know. It's
heroic.
Heroic shirt. It's a very heroic shirt. But it's also white and everyone else over there is dressed for the season. So... Thank you for bringing
Doug
the poster.
Loves fashion.
I do. I write about that from the toilet as well.
But Chris is here for the second time. And
I lost last time, didn't I?
Well, you're the kind of guy that looks at it that way. I look at it more as you were a complete embarrassment. No, you play the, you know, it's a silly game. There's no stakes. It doesn't matter who wins. I mean, you know, it'd be great if Captain America got his shit together and won one, you know, for America. Who are you guys playing for? Who are you playing for, Jonah? Which country?
Afghanistan.
Oh, see, so you already have a ready-made nemesis.
Sorry, bro.
You already know how to tear into your competitors. Do you remember what you said to the esteemed Leonard Maltin?
No, what did I say?
You said, name it, bitch.
Sounds about right. I had about 90 of these backstage.
And we weren't even playing the game. He was talking about his daughter, so... It was...
Did you tell her?
I can't believe you're going to be in Captain America 2, to be honest with you. I think that the PR disaster that you created for yourself. No, it was a lot of fun, and I'm glad that you wanted to do it again.
Yeah, of course.
Of course. So let's just get it out of the way. Is there anything that you want to say about Captain America 2 that will get your publicist in the studio mad at you when they find out that you said it?
I know, right?
Yeah, let's press conference this shit. And after that, we're moving on to gun control. I almost said gun control, because that's an issue as well. You know, the gun, you know, like
gunt,
when somebody
right
has a...
Them.
Yeah, yeah.
I thought you were the little should, thing on the should. End of the gun, the gun.
I thought you were talking about gun control, which is going to be an issue in the next Star Wars movie.
Opa Gangnam style. Do you have anything to spoil? Not spoil,
no, I mean,
but...
Would you believe I don't even have a script yet? We started shooting in 2 months, and they haven't given me a script.
That's
spoiler. How Marvel works. They
same director?
No, different directors. It's the Russo brothers. I don't know if anyone knows.
Wait, they
work.
Direct yes. Community.
Yeah. So it makes perfect sense. Community, huge superhero action movie.
Yeah.
But you can't fault
but
Marvel.
But is
they
Captain America going to be now Captain America, or are we going to go, I guess it's now, right?
Yeah, modern day.
Cameos by the others?
Yeah, there'll be some.
Okay,
yeah.
All right.
How you feeling, bro?
That's going to get me in trouble.
We'll get a few more beers than you, and I'll ask you again later in the show. What do you got going on, Martin? You going to Sundance?
I don't know yet.
Maybe?
I might go.
Okay. For fun?
No, I have.
You have a project there?
Yeah.
What's that?
It's called The Lifeguard.
Title? You're the title character?
Nope.
Shocking. I love it too. When you genuinely laugh at something I say, you move the microphone away so everyone listening thinks you're just sitting there glaring at me.
I prefer it that way.
It works, man. People are like, that guy was intense. I still don't know. Are you a freak or a geek? Such a fine line between the two. You don't have to answer that. You're giving me the I don't want to answer that look. But what's The Lifeguard? Is there who else is in it? Or
Kristen Bell and Mamie Gummer.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah, I'm proud to have been a part of it.
And it's like, are they gonna? Is it being? They're gonna try to sell it at Sundance, or is it already gone?
No, they just want to hold on to it. We just wanted to make it and not sell it. That's our big game plan.
Do they only? Every movie at Sundance has not been bought yet? Is that the idea?
That's not true. A lot of them premiere there. It's basically mini Hollywood.
Yeah, but in a setting where everyone can wear their fancy winter outfits.
Correct, yes. A lot of fur.
Traipse around in fake fur, I imagine most of it is.
A lot of real fur. They just
really?
Yeah.
All right, well, I do not care for that.
You could cut this tension with a shield.
What else did you have loaded up? It sounded like you changed words at the last minute. Where was that going to go at first?
It was supposed to be shield, but I forgot how to say it. Because I've been sick for a week.
Oh, yeah, I was going to ask you about that. Are you better?
Almost.
Okay, good.
So just, I thought I'd come out in public just to make sure.
Just get it all into that microphone.
Yeah, I'm just going to...
for the next person. I always forget how disgusting microphones are, and I put them like, I don't put them on my mouth, but still probably get too close. Good story. You guys been to the cinema lately? Jonah, have you seen anything?
I watched John Dies at the End, which is on demand right now. It's based off of a book. Spoiler alert.
One
John dies at the beginning.
Okay, it's like American Beauty or something like that, right?
Yeah, it's good. It's a good movie.
Okay.
I watched Martin's recent movie, Save the Date, written by a really good comic book artist.
Another person in here watched it.
Yeah,
sorry.
Someone watch it. It's available on demand.
Yes.
That's where you can watch Save the Date?
Yeah, it's a pay-per-view movie. Watch it like an event. Like it's WrestleMania.
You could make your own event.
There's a couple of good actresses in that, right?
Lizzie Kaplan.
Correct. Alison Brie.
Alison Brie.
Yeah, yeah.
It's a good movie.
That's solid.
But it's written by a very good comic book artist, this guy, Jeffrey Brown, who's done Clumsy and Every Girl's the End of the World to Me. It's just he's a really good guy.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a good movie.
All right, check it out. On demand. None of us had anything to do with it.
Martin was in
it. Save the date. Oh, he's in it. Got it confused with Superbad for a second there.
At which point did you zone out during that conversation?
I was there the whole time. Just at the end, I forgot it was you because you talk so much. It throws me off. Throws me off my game. But I want to ask Chris if he's seen any movies lately.
Have you seen any movies lately?
I just saw Les Mis, and I really liked it. Really liked it. I was pretty weepy. I love that play, and I thought they did a really good job. Is that not cool to say? Like, not like some cool, edgy movie. I really like Les Mis.
If someone from Warner Brothers doesn't bust in right now and stop you. Because a lot of dudes really don't, they don't want to even think about it.
Yeah,
they don't even like knowing that it exists.
Yeah.
And and that someone that they want to have sex with is going to maybe make them go see it. And because that's most dudes that go, that's what they're. Are you going to see it, Martin?
I probably will see it. I saw a really compelling advertisement for it before the last Bond movie, and that made me want to see it. Apparently, that's not a popular.
No, it's just it's an easy movie to make fun of because some people don't have a heart. Some people are born without one, and they don't know how to get to Oz.
Touché.
I saw it.
That new Oz thing looks good
to
me.
Yeah, I saw it.
What do you think?
It's a beautiful movie. It's really big. They sing the entire time. That's not what I'm used to in a musical.
I know, you got to get past that. In the first 10 minutes, I was like, what am I doing?
They just keep singing. And there's no not singing.
I got mad every time they talked.
I wanted more talking.
Because Sacha Baron Cohen would cheat and throw words in.
I needed more of that.
I've never been there before. I'm like, shut up and sing.
Every album has track breaks. It's not fucking one continuous song. I got exhausted listening.
He's all like, don't worry, I'll get the lot. We don't need to hear that.
I want it to stop down. I want everyone to like do that breathing thing. And then I want that weird, awkward moment in every musical where it's like, you can feel it coming because everyone kind of situates themselves. And they go, well, I'll tell you how to do this thing. And then the music starts. I'll tell you how to take down the French government.
It's definitely got some weird, like, there's just moments where it just goes from one thing to the next and doesn't give you any of the standard issue breathing room that you'd get in a musical that does have dialogue.
Yeah. Or an intermission. It's a long fucking movie.
Oh, yeah, no. At the end of One More Day, there should be intermission, but instead, it's just, like, cuts to the next morning, and they're marching into battle, and you're kind of like, I wanted a little bit more time to be happy about how excited they were about going into battle, because now that they're doing it, I'm thinking this is a bad idea. I'm thinking that this half of the movie is going to be a bigger bummer than the first half.
Yeah.
You know, where the prostitute had her teeth pulled out and then died. Part was kind of a bummer.
Les Mis, it doesn't get better.
And then they have to get worse. It has to get worse than that.
Yes.
Something worse has to happen.
You guys just ruined the movie for a lot of people in here.
No, it happens immediately.
That's the first act.
I mean, did you not see Anne Hathaway at the Golden Globes? Her hair hasn't even grown back yet.
Yeah. That's how hard they shaved it.
They must have had to do reshoots or something because it must have been 6 months ago they finished shooting that movie.
The real singing was cool, like the fact that they actually sang while shooting the movie.
Cool, but doesn't make a difference. I mean, they could have totally pulled off a movie where you didn't know whether they did that or they didn't.
Yeah, that's true.
It's got a lot more like Like you were saying, like, and at one point, like, Anne Hathaway, like, totally snot rockets while she's, while she's singing. Yeah, it's gnarly.
It's crazy, though.
She's like, take that back right now.
Russell Crowe is snot rocketing out of his mouth the entire time. Yeah. Not as good as the rest.
Yes. But did you see Sacha Baron Cohen burn him on in his little presentation on the Golden Globes?
On the GGs? Yeah,
yeah. Dude. Russell Crowe was in the audience, so they didn't get to get a shot of him like glaring at him.
They should have just showed another picture of Tommy Lee Jones.
I know.
That was amazing.
What a shot.
That was when Will Ferrell and Kristen Wiig just fucking saved that boring show for a few minutes, and
not
then they
cut
to him like, "Fuck this,
fucking." Grumpy cat.
I am going to hunt them down, fugitive style. Or why didn't he just neuralize himself to forget it happened? Yeah. Movies! Yeah, I could talk forever about the Golden Globes, but Sacha Baron Cohen said about Russell Crowe, those 4 months of singing lessons really didn't pan out or something like that.
Yeah.
Like, really mean. They're in it together.
Yeah. We're all in it together.
We are in a sense. Because it's true, that movie, every nationality is fighting the French Revolution, especially the British and the Australians. A couple Americans throwing their hat in the ring. I don't think there's a single French person in that whole goddamn movie. Maybe there is. Those mean ladies that throw her out at the beginning. Like, they're like, she's too pretty. That's going to be a problem. She shouldn't be a seamstress.
Yeah.
They'll gang up on her and throw her out.
I didn't understand why.
It didn't make any sense at all.
No.
It was weird.
So get ready for that, guys.
I don't need to see it anymore.
Dude, you do. It's 2 hours and 46 minutes of pure, am I really watching this? And are they really singing on the set? Is Russell Crowe really about to fall off of that building? There's a scene where he's singing and he's contemplating some shit. And like, this is perfect, this stage, because this lip is not very thick. And he's singing, I hope that I don't die. And he like fucking, he's cruising along, and they show a shot where he is gonna fall to his death. And he's just like, oh, in the moonlight, I am just walking. And his arms don't move. His arms are like by his side the entire time. And maybe they have weights in them. That's it. That's how they did it.
Yeah.
But anyway, it's just kind of weird. I think we talked to everybody about what they've seen. I think we can all agree that Save the Date is the one to see.
Yeah, no one's gonna go see Les Mis now.
They should. It's beautiful. They'll
say that into the microphone. They'll
a great movie.
I'm
losing all credibility as a man.
It's the closest you'll ever get to an epic musical, because it's a really big story and they rarely cut to a wide shot. It's always on everybody's faces.
It's true.
It's always like, we're really singing. fucking look at it. All right, well, this is the part of the show where I say, let the games begin. Gentlemen. Take a name tag from one of the citizens.
Bring up the lights.
Take back this show, gentlemen. go pick a name tag of whoever you'd like to play for tonight. Just go. You can go walk
you
over there.
Play
yeah,
for
sure.
Your man.
Yeah, just walk over there and physically grab it.
I'm gonna walk out there.
Yeah, grab. Yeah, go amongst the people. Go amongst the citizens and.
The guy really went all out.
I've seen you before. This isn't the first time. You look different in the dark.
That's serious. Right?
Yeah, get up, you guys.
Pick somebody.
Stand up.
Is that a Capri Sun?
Stand up.
Is that a Capri Sun?
Stand up for your rights. Yeah, yeah.
Fuck
and
you.
You don't have to do you don't have to put your hand over your eyes. You can walk closer to them and be able to see exactly what's going on out there.
Well, I got my dude.
And pick a name tag.
I'm taking Joe.
You're taking Joe?
Yeah.
So Chris is not even going to get up. That is a superhero play if I ever saw one. No, the name tag's on your... Don't... Oh, that was weird. No, no, it's one of the aliens from Mars Attacks that goes. Oh, a bottle.
I don't know, man.
The captain is jealous.
There's a tree out there. Someone handed it to me. Diana did.
Use your microphone.
Can we get
Chris?
some glasses, please?
From your class?
Yeah.
Okay, so Martin found a girl who just has homework.
Can we get a couple classes?
Homework.
Excuse me,
She handed in her homework.
Thing?
Let me see.
We'd rather get some glasses, Thing.
Oh, well, there you go.
Hey, thanks.
Is that for this guy?
Did you want one too? No.
I know, but I'm looking to see if you wrote shit at him back, and you did, and now I'm going to warn him. Don't read this part out loud, but this just,
I've already read it.
It's like a cut open brain.
I read it to everybody.
Oh, you did?
No, I haven't.
Okay, good. I didn't think I heard you do that. And yeah, don't read the shit out on the back of yours either, Captain. You have a Mars Attacks figure with Joe on it.
Yeah, I thought it was a Captain America figure.
My new friend.
You got tricked.
Well, let's all be clear that he didn't want to help the guy out.
That's what happens when you stay in your seat and refuse to get up. I didn't know, like, that's the big secret everyone's going to learn tonight is that you've been paralyzed. And yeah.
FDR.
You rolled
CGI,
in
CGI, man.
Jonah, who are you playing for?
Diana.
And
she gave me a Corona.
And she wrote that on a Corona?
She wrote it on a Corona.
All right. So this is a particularly creative batch we've got.
Yeah. Seems like a lot of last-minute bullshit.
You guys picked it.
Well, this guy had a fucking... What's that thing called? The Pokemon?
He had a Pokemon?
A Pokeball.
Oh, Pokeball.
See, I'm older than you. I'm a Power Rangers guy. Sorry, bro. Generation gap.
I think he said he brought that too.
What? Oh, then you kept watching cartoons in the morning?
There's no reason to stop, man. Let's play the Leonard Maltin game.
I got homework. Yeah, yep, I knew that. Yep.
Do I have to fill this out?
Yeah, she wants you to finish her homework for her.
Show my work. I was repeating what he said.
Took my joke. Talking to the mic. There.
Yeah,
That's it. Learned.
Get it into the microphone. There's no reason
just
to
just keep not using your microphone and just whisper it into my ears.
Are you holding it away from your face because you don't want to get germs out of it?
You scared me about the germ thing, man.
Did I?
Yeah, kind of.
Well, just keep it close, but not don't. Yeah. Oh, don't it lick
looked, it. It looked
Jonah
like
Jonah was using that mic a minute ago.
Yeah, I was coughing up a storm.
I like that scene in Captain America where you lick the Tesseract. I mean the Avengers. I'm sorry. I mean Marvel's the Avengers. Let's play and let's start with Jonah.
Mm-hmm. Samantha, we're gonna lose. I just want you to know that.
Well, that's why we're coming to you third on the first round, Martin. So you can kind of maybe pick up how it works. We're gonna play until someone has 2 points.
Okay.
So it could be as many as 4 rounds, time permitting. But Jonah Ray is going to choose the first category. And your options, Jonah, are... Doug Loves Goonies. That's movies that have actors from the Goonies in them. Or... At Mayor of Farttown suggested...
Skip.
Alex Crossdresser. And that's Madea movies. And... Tim Vargulish suggested No Time for Love, Dr. Jones. And that's movies where Harrison Ford doesn't have sex. Okie dokie, hang on to your potatoes.
I'm going to go with...
He no nuts. He crazy. What?
Sound like fortune cookie. I'm going to go with Doug Loves Goonies.
Okay. Oh, that kid was a Goonie as well.
Was he, or are you being racist?
He was
Data. Yeah, same guy, Data.
Same guy?
Played by Ki-Hai Kwan.
Okay.
Yeah.
Is that really his name?
Yeah. use your microphone when you're impressed with me.
Sorry, no.
He actually calls himself something different now, I think, for whatever reason. Okay.
Data short round.
I'll call the corrections department after the show, and I'll let you guys know. Would you like a movie with a Goonie in it from 2007 or 1993?
1993.
Yes, I know it.
All right, he thinks he already knows it. So that's exciting. That's an interesting poker mouth you got there. Right? Well, interesting strategy. Right, he could be the drunken bluffer. Jonah, this movie got 3 stars from Mr. Maltin. He calls it rock solid. And he also says that the director and screenwriter had worked together previously. And he names 8 names. How many names do you think you can get it in? Jonah from 1993 has a Goonie in it.
Hey, you got it in 5.
5 names? Okay, now we go to Chris Evans, who can bid, you know, if anywhere from 4 to 0 or
3
negative names. If you say you can get it in 3 names. So, Martin, you can go lower or say name that movie.
Right, name that movie.
Oh, that was a fucking option?
Sweet.
You've been here. You've been here before. I know. I just didn't. Okay.
Name that movie, bitch.
Would you have told? Would you have told Jonah name that movie if you'd known that was an option?
No.
Okay.
I just wanted to get indignant about something.
Oh, okay. all right. So you get 3 names, and they are Vince Vaughn.
Fuck.
Jason Miller. And John Favreau. And this is out of 8 names. This is
Rudy.
Out of 8 names.
Rudy. Oh, is that how it works? Do
yeah,
I say
yeah, yeah.
Rudy.
That's how it works. You win the round.
I got it.
That's how it works.
Because
we're in America. It's let you win night, and so we're going to give you a point for that.
Good.
You're the Rudy of this game. Everyone's cheering for you but you're not going to pull it off. Yeah. I'm going to send you back
to the
bench.
Are you going to carry me off on
does he
your
not,
shoulders?
Does he play one play ultimately? I don't want to spoil it for anyone who hasn't.
You haven't seen Rudy.
He played.
How many plays did Radio play?
Oh, I don't even remember. Did he get on the field?
Did they?
He was the halftime show?
Holy shit.
Oh, because he was good at kicking field goals or something? He entertained people. Okay. that's enough of an explanation. That's probably the description of the movie. A young man named Radio entertains people. Says it when you watch it on cable. So Rudy, I just want to be clear that Rudy, he does play one play.
No, I think he plays multiple plays, but he does sack the quarterback. End.
He sacks a quarterback. Yeah. So that's when they lift him up, or they lift him up when they win, ultimately?
They win, ultimately, but no other player from Notre Dame had been carried off the field since then.
Wow.
Yeah.
All right. I'm glad you knew about that. That's fun to learn about. And since you got the point and you were challenged by Martin, Jonah was out of that, and so we'll start back with Jonah again.
Okay.
But this time we're coming to you next, Martin, so be ready.
I'm ready.
Jonah gets to pick the category between In Theaters, Hey Now, which is the films of Gary Shandling or Jeffrey Tambor. Asparagus Pea category. Asparagus Pea is where I read the entire review. So everyone will pretty much know what the movie is unless they're Pete Holmes and it's The Devil Wears Prada. And I will drink your milk. And what was I even talking about? I've lost interest in it. We'll read the entire review and then the bidding begins. So then it becomes a game of who can remember the names of the actors from the top of the list. So it's
fellas,
it's an advanced category.
You into that, fellas?
No, don't ask them.
Okay.
I'm not paying attention. Shit.
Yeah, I'm gonna have to explain it all again.
Just tell me when
let's do...
And here's the third one that might be very enticing to you just because it's never been done before. You look excited. This is... Leonard has this new book called the... it's the second edition of the Classic Movie Guide. And this is where he takes... It's all movies that he thinks are classics. the entire book. So you know that's a clue. And I'm going to pick a movie at random and then play using the book old school style, because the book is still presented in the same way as as the app and the other book.
What was the first one? It's been a while.
It has been a while, and it was
Madea movies. It was all Madea movies.
No,
that wasn't. No, you guys dodged that bullet already. No, it was.
We can't pick that anymore.
In theaters, Hey Now. It might come up again.
Okay,
let's do in theaters, Hey Now.
Okay, so I brought this book down here. I was all excited for.
Okay, let's do fucking the classic.
I'm just kidding. No, you get to decide.
Let's do the classic.
It's your decision, and you blew it. Okay, here we go. This has Gary Shandling or Jeffrey Tambor in it.
Okay.
See, I'm happy you picked that because it's easier to explain to everybody.
Yeah.
Because I did have to explain it again, probably.
Can we look at our phones, too, while you...
Yeah, the game is whoever can look it up the quickest.
Okay.
On their device. Two stars from Leonard for this movie. I can agree with that, I think, from my recollection of having watched it.
Okay,
He calls the movie See Me. Yeah, yeah. S-E-A-M-Y, See Me. And he also says that as it goes along, it becomes more realistic and less funny. More realistic and less funny. And I say the year already, 1998, two stars, and Leonard lists seven names. Jonah Ray starts the bidding.
Zero names.
Oh, so this is his way of saying that he might know it. So you can go negative names if you think you know it as well. But if you don't even know what movie it is, then you should probably just ask Jonah to name it and hope that he fails.
That's a good strategy, yes, thank you.
Okay, that's what you're going to do?
I don't know yet.
Okay. Think about it. You have those seconds where I was just explaining it all to you.
Okay, name it, bitch.
Okay, let's not make that a trend.
Whatever you say, bitch.
Oh, no. I'm going to get so much hate tweets from ladies.
Bitches.
Your show hates women. Yeah. Seven names is the thing. You said zero. Martin says name it.
Bitch.
And I'll say,
bitch.
What planet are you from?
Is that it?
No, he's just asking me a question. That's a terrific guess, but Martin gets a point because he answers Hurley Burley.
What the fuck is that?
Hurley Burley.
I said Hurley Burley.
Was it Jeffrey Tambor?
I said it was Hurley Burley.
No, Gary Shandling was in Hurley Burley with Sean Penn, Kevin Spacey. Robin Wright, Jess Palminteri, Meg Ryan, and Anna Paquin. Nobody you'd know or follow in any way.
Nah. Shut the fuck up, Doug.
Yeah. No, it was that kind of weird to watch. That's a pretty accurate description. After a while, it just looks like you're watching a bunch of... Because it's about show business, and they're in this one...
I love that movie.
They're in this one house most of the time, but... Yeah. Well, you probably
David
recognized
Rabe.
A lot of... Yeah, right?
It's a great movie.
Samantha, we have a shot. We have a shot.
Yeah, yeah. So, Martin has a point. So, this will be really exciting if Jonah scores
job,
in the next round.
Thanks.
And... shows all these bitches what he's made of. And but so what happened there? Martin challenged Jonah, and Chris was out of it. So Chris, you get to select, and then we go to Martin. And you get to choose between these categories.
Is it me, my choice?
Chris is going to choose.
Okay,
then it's
choose.
Then it's coming to you.
Okay.
Chris, are you on your phone? Oh, no, okay, good. You're just doing something with your hands down under the table.
He's tweeting about how little fun he's having.
I'd rather listen to the band fun than sit here. I like them. You don't like them, Jonah?
Mm-mm.
Okay. I was wrong. Django All the Way. That's films where Jamie Foxx has sex. M. Wilicki, M-E-I-L-I-K-I, on Twitter, M. Wilicki, wrote Happy Flu Year, and that's movies that have a disease outbreak in them.
Okay.
Or Also, to go with this season, Jose Chavez Jr. on Twitter suggested Streep Throat, which is films where Meryl Streep has an accent.
Jesus.
Yeah, good one. Good one, Jose.
I'll do the Jamie Foxx one.
Okay, Jamie Foxx.
Doesn't he have to say it, though? Django All the Way?
Django All the Way.
All right. Now, thank you, Martin. Now we can proceed.
Okay, great. Thank you. I just want to get the rules right.
You were that kid in the class. Oh, my God. But doing it ironically, so it was really confusing to everybody. You're making fun of people that do that.
Oh, yeah.
That's not
all you. Those bitches.
That's not... Oh, no. Three stars from Leonard Maltin for this movie that has Jamie Foxx having sex in it. The year is 2004, and Leonard calls this a remarkable story, and he also says about it that it's a tough one to pick something up without giving it. It won two Oscars. I like to keep the clues terrible. And Leonard lists 14 names.
I can get it in three.
All right, that's a bold bid, Martin. What are you gonna What are you gonna do with that? You can go 2, 1, 0.
What are my other options?
Name it. Ask him to name it.
Name it, comma.
Yeah.
Say it. Yeah. Okay. Do you want right. you go?
I was just asking you a question. Is that my other option?
That's your other option. Yes.
Yeah. Name it, bitch.
Bitch.
Just want to say it again.
I have to name it.
Yeah.
I don't get the three names.
I'm gonna tell you the three names.
Okay.
But I don't understand. But just let me ask. Do you understand that, like, if you'd have said, like, you know, 14 names, that chances are,
but
you
I feel like I can do
to...
it in three names. Two okay. Oscars. That's a big clue. I should be able to figure this out.
Okay.
Give me three fucking names, dude.
I like it. I mean, I was here when you didn't understand stuff, right? Are you gaslighting me? Okay, only old ladies in the audience would understand what the fuck that means. Okay, Kathy Griffin sent it to me once. She accused me of gaslighting her. Okay, I know, right? That's what I said. Your three names are David Krumholtz, C.J. Sanders, and the great Richard Schiff are your three names. Chewed in half by dinosaurs in Jurassic Park, The Lost World. If you don't know who Richard Schiff is. The year is 2004. Jamie Foxx has sex. Three stars from Leonard. Remarkable story. Won two Oscars. What's the release date on Captain America, the Forbidden Oil?
He's thinking. He's
the long journey. What's the subtitle part going to be called?
Give him a minute. Here.
Captain America.
Come on, have a heart, man.
Let's do this again, America.
Jesus Christ.
I got nothing.
Nothing? Not even a guess of
nothing.
A movie that has Jamie Foxx in it?
Ray. Is it
That's
Ray?
That's correct. Yeah.
Wow.
Oh, I love
what a twist.
I like love pulling teeth. I love when that happens.
Like pulling teeth.
That's
from
my
a
new
whip.
Thing now is
Oops,
berating
Ray?
People into playing correctly and knowing stuff. I'll fucking yell at you until you know it. I am the drill instructor of game shows. Is there a game show where you get yelled at? That's gonna be my thing, I think.
Yeah. Wait, am I winning?
The tired
you
guy
won.
Who won't stop
you
yelling.
Just won.
You won the whole thing, buddy.
Yeah. Wow.
You did it.
You and me, Joe.
When you said three names, though, what did you have it narrowed down to then? Microphone!
I didn't think Ray was so long ago. I mean, that was my initial hunch, but then I was
yeah,
like,
yeah, I wouldn't know.
Is that right?
Yeah, I felt like...
What came
I felt
up
like
was
there
collateral
was like
before Ray?
Ray, Citizen...
Same year?
It was like Ray, Life of Bobby Sisson, Django Unchained. That's in my mind.
What's the one?
Leonard Maltin only gave it 3 stars?
Yeah, he only gave it 3 stars.
Well, what the fuck? I mean, what am I supposed to do with that?
That's part of what throws people off.
It's a fantastic
sometimes
film.
Sometimes Leonard doesn't agree
with
reviews.
You. Oh, horrible reviews. I got it.
Yeah, yeah.
Sorry, Leonard, bitch. Yeah.
He listens to this with
this
his daughter.
What happens when you get me drunk?
Who is on life support.
Are you going to drink this or what?
You can have
Sorry,
it.
Sorry, I'm...
No, you can have it. We can have it together. It could be our beer.
They don't get to know.
You guys are really connecting.
We're really having a good time. Me and best friend Chris Evans. It is a lot of fun, best friend. What?
Period.
Bitch.
Here you go, Joe. Congratulations. Nice work. Do you want your back? Do you want this guy back?
You need the tag, though.
Oh, yeah, I need the tag for the end of the show. There you go. There's your...
Diana didn't write any shithead on this.
Oh, okay. So, Diana, if you could please come up here and jot down on this piece of paper that I cleverly bring every week so we can do that. And... you can write it down on one of those. See those lines right there? Like almost like you're putting your signature in there. But name anybody you want for me to call a shithead. And oh, Joe's got a pretty good one. And then and then Samantha will get hers as well. Okay. Oh shit. So good thing I put that lid back on.
Oh god. Crisis averted.
Doug Benson is a shithead.
I'm a looper, but I only protect myself from myself. That's a great idea.
Yeah.
A stoned looper.
So he goes back in time to make it so he's less clumsy?
Yeah, he just goes back. Like when he colossal fuck-ups in his life, he has to go back and straighten them out. But when he goes back to straighten it out, he doesn't remember what it was he was supposed to fix. So he has sex with her again, and she gets pregnant again.
Is Looper really good? I keep wanting Looper's to watch great. It. Is it really good? Yeah, every time I'm like, I should watch Looper. I'm always like, nah.
No, I watched it the other day. I put it off for a while.
Do you have problems with time travel movies?
No, I'm okay with them.
Oh, then you'll like it.
Really?
Yeah, yeah, it's pretty good.
Is it better than Time Cop?
All right, let's do a watch this, not that, with
is
Time Cop.
Is someone talking shit about Time Cop in this theater? Because I don't approve. That's a great fucking movie.
Jean-Claude Van Damme, he's a treat because he's not terrible, but he is unintentionally funny on occasion.
Yeah.
Especially when John Woo is directing him.
But those splits.
But so it's kind of fun. But then Looper's more like it's more of a real movie that's actually good.
Yeah.
And Time Cop is fun on its own terms, but it wasn't made by a smart person. Looper's made by a really smart person who's going to keep making really interesting things, I think.
Yeah.
My opinion.
Same guy that made Brick.
That's right.
Very good movie.
And The Brothers Bloom.
He made The Brothers
I can
Bloom?
Do this all night, Ray. Hey, Ray.
Yeah. Hey.
How come you didn't get to say that? But yeah, he has a lot of sex in that movie. Maybe that's what Leonard thought was remarkable. How much action that blind dude was getting. Do you guys have anything you want to plug real quick? We're 8 minutes over. Not that you should... Don't concern yourself with that. Okay. You could still plug something. Save the Date is on demand. Like what else?
Promote
something?
iTunes
yeah,
whatnot.
Plug something. Yeah, yeah.
Go ahead.
No, says Captain America.
Captain America. Captain America 2 coming to
throws
a theater
down
near
his
you.
Shield. But seriously, pick up the microphone again. where the fuck was your shield when you were eating that shawarma?
Bitch.
Do you know what we did for that scene? Have you seen?
You told that story last time when you were drunk.
Oh!
That's so funny. The second I started,
it's a great story.
Like, wait a minute,
you had that beard on your face, and they had to cover it up, and you had your head in your hands the whole time.
That's right. That hasn't happened in his timeline.
It's a great story. It killed. Go back and listen to that episode. It killed.
People, did we kill it?
People love that story. They love that story. The rest of the time, you didn't make any sense at all. But
much.
You nailed that story.
And I didn't win that time. Who
I
won?
I don't remember. Did he? You did.
I won. I'm 2 for 2.
Yeah.
And you, he paid close
and
attention.
And you did that same thing where you don't know it. Rudy. Don't. Ray!
I thought it was going to be Toy Soldiers. What year did Toy Soldiers come out?
I don't know, and we don't have time.
No, you were talking a lot of shit that you know this game. Does anyone know when Toy Soldiers came out?
No, I'm terrible at years. Story? The first Toy
That's
Story?
That's early 90s. That's Sean Astin. I thought that was going to be...
What happened?
That's a great movie.
Jamie Foxx had sex in the first Toy Story?
Yeah.
Oh, Toy Soldiers. Soldiers.
My first question about the Goonies, Sean Astin.
Small soldiers.
Negative.
Toy. There was toy.
Toy soldiers.
The
Sean
toy.
Astin.
Toys. Toys. Small soldiers. And Small Soldiers was Joe Dante, and it was I thought it was kind of fun, right? What do you mean I don't know what I'm talking about?
Toy soldiers, Sean Astin. They take the school hostage. It's a great fucking movie.
Oh, Toy
and
Soldiers?
And it was 93. Let's find out right now.
So, oh, okay,
let's do it.
Oh, Dead Soldier Society.
Look it up. This, if this is 93...
91?
Close fucking enough.
Yeah, that's super impressive, but I'm still looking it up.
Sean Astin.
And it was a school hostage situation? Yeah,
it's a great movie. Who's right, seen Toy Soldiers?
It's timely as today's headlines.
Oh, man. And who's the guy who plays Sean Astin's buddy? He was on Sequest.
I'll tell you in a second.
Jonathan Brandis?
If you just give me a second.
No.
Will Wheaton?
No.
Keith Coogan. He was also in...
No, he was
also in Adventures
in
Babysitting.
He was on Star Trek.
Will Wheaton was on Star Trek.
Will Wheaton, that's who's in it.
That's what I said first, and you just sat there. You just sat there watching me go, Kwan, Kwan, Wallace. But Louis Gossett Jr. was in it.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Have you not seen this movie?
I probably did.
It's a quality film.
I was I knew Sean Astin for a period of time. Like, saw him around on occasion. And
When he was shooting 50 First Dates?
No, didn't they do that? That's in Hawaii, right?
I think so, yeah.
Yeah. Where are you from? I saw The Descendants again recently, and I had a deeper appreciation of it.
Because of me?
No, just seeing it again. The first time I saw it. Yeah. The first time I saw it, I thought it was going to be funnier than it was, and so I wasn't prepared, and kind of bothered me. And then when I saw it again, I was like, well, that's still very well done.
I felt the same way about Martin's movie Adventureland, where I went in thinking it was.
You know,
be
he's sitting right there, right?
Hey guys.
No, I thought it was going to be like this, like comedy, and midway through, I was like, this is a lot more serious than I thought it was going to be, and I had to go see it again with the proper mindset.
Well, it's a great like cable like FX movie. I can just have it on, and it's great. It's really great.
Yeah.
But like I said earlier, incorrectly, this time I'm right. None of us had anything to do with that movie. Him again?
Yes.
This
him
is
again.
Bullshit.
I'm sorry, I just said Mark. That's why I keep
last
bringing it up. I'm trying to become his best friend.
Last to arrive, first to leave. And Chris doesn't have any plugs. Do you have he's got a microphone behind the curtain. Joni, do you have any? Joni, do you have anything to plug?
I have a podcast myself called Jonah Radio. If you're in Boston at the end of February, I'll be taping my Comedy Central half hour special.
Hey, you should come. Best friend,
I'll be
Chris
in Boston
Evans.
At the end of February.
Hey, you want to hang out with me and Chris Evans? We'll be at the Boston Bean Bar where we're drinking all the red beans, Irish.
Boston. I'm going to be interrupting Catwoman. Sorry to interrupt. I'm interrupting Catwoman Saturday, January 26th, and Anaconda Sunday, January 27th at 420 at the Roxy Theater in San Francisco with different special guests each day. So go to sketchfest.com. For deets and tickets. Thank you to my guests, Jonah Ray, Chris Evans, Martin Starr. Woo! Hang out for a second. I'm going to take a picture of you while the end title music plays. End title music. There's no titles. The closing theme. And as always, Jodie Foster is a shithead. That was fucking weird. Her thing was really
weird.
It was really weird.
It wasn't that weird.
Was it bad?
It was
really
weird. It was a Lifetime Achievement Award. You can fucking be weird if you want.
It's just interesting that like she knew she was going to win, so that was absolutely prepared and prompted. And it was she said some weird shit.
What happened?
Like, she listed off things she's not going to do that, like, I guess lesbians are supposed to do.
Well, that's what happened.
And like talking, it was a lot about her privacy. It was about how, like, just stay out of my business. Yeah, I'm out, but I don't want to. Why do I have to come out?
Well, she's like, weird. She was being weird because she was sitting next to fucking Mel Gibson all night. That'd make me weird.
Well, that was another
fucking talking nonsense, too.
And then they cut to him, and his jaw is on the ground. Like, it's like he doesn't understand what's happening, and they seem to be very close.
The rest of the time, his jaw was like up and to the side the entire time. The Beaver, though, real good movie.
And as always, the microbes on these microphones is a shithead. Hey, wait, there's one more, dude. They lost count in the booth. Oh, wait, I'm not supposed to do three of them. Wait. I want to say it anyway.
You missed one.
I want to say it anyway. It's such a good one. That's why I have it in my hand. I got so excited about it because Joe picked such a good shithead. Fun as a shithead. Now it's time for Doug to watch another party. Isaac told his viewing prowess makes him foggy. There's no room in his heart for you because Doug loves.